The Queensland government says it'll adopt most of the recommendations of a report on freedom of information laws, a move which some claim will put Queensland at the forefront of freedom of information worldwide. The government will carry out 116 of the 141 recommendations, including the removal of cabinet secrecy provisions after 10 years instead of 30. And many government-owned corporations will lose their exemptions from FOI laws. Annie Guest reports from Brisbane.
When Anna Bligh became Queensland's Premier last year, she made big promises about government transparency. An independent review was underway within months. Today, the Premier has responded, promising to adopt most of the recommendations.
My government is very serious about open, accountable government, and we intend to legislate for it, and I, as Premier, intend to drive that cultural shift right across every government department.
That cultural shift is underpinned by the 141 recommendations made by Dr. David Solomon, a Queenslander with a background in both law and journalism. Among the 116 recommendations the government has agreed to carry out in full is a fundamental recasting of information management from a pull to a push model, where information is routinely and proactively released without the need for a request under Freedom of Information laws. Government agencies and public authorities will have to develop schemes to make public as much information as possible in the public interest. That includes the timely online publication of information already released under FOI. Ms. Bligh says it's a complete revamp of the way things have been done in the past.
The reason that I undertook this review and took it to my first cabinet was my personal belief, supported by a number of my ministers, that the pendulum had swung too far away from the public's right to information.
Indeed, Queensland was considered a leader in FOI laws in the 1990s, but more recently the government has been criticised for hiding information, particularly in the hundreds of documents ushered into cabinet each year. But the government has now agreed to regularly release cabinet material that doesn't need to be treated as confidential. And it will consider FOI requests for cabinet information after 10 years. All cabinet documents will be available in full after 20 years rather than 30. But the state opposition leader, Lawrence Springborg, says it's not enough.
It won't be till Anna Bligh is 68 that the people of the state of Queensland will actually know what she's getting up to today. And I don't think her commitment to accountability is anywhere near proper, is anywhere near true, or otherwise she would have implemented what has been recommended in the review.
Of the 141 recommendations, 6 will be carried out in part and 17 received only in principle support. The Queensland government rejected 2 of the recommendations outright. It won't change the fee structure for FOI requests to a per-page charge, preferring instead a search fee. And the government won't repeal some secrecy provisions, including those involving witness protection and adoption, saying there's a compelling public interest in protecting the information from public disclosure. A leading expert on freedom of information laws has welcomed the Queensland government's response to the FOI review. Dr. Rick Snell is a senior law lecturer at the University of Tasmania and also edited the magazine FOI Review for 10 years.
I think this heralds a new dawn in the age of freedom of information within Australia. I think it represents clearly the embracing of a second generation of FOI reforms. And I think will lead to a major improvement in the accessibility of government information on a general basis, and certainly a massive improvement in the operation of freedom of information within Queensland.
How will this new legislation, when enacted, compare to other laws governing freedom of information around Australia and around the world?
Well, certainly around Australia there will be nothing in comparison, although my own government, Tasmania, yesterday committed itself to building on the Solomon reform recommendations. In terms of worldwide FOI practice, I think it moves Queensland to the forefront. There's pieces of legislation around the world that have some of these elements to it. I think this is the first time that, thanks to the Solomon panel, that we've been able to sit down and put it together as a comprehensive, easy to understand and relatively easy to implement policy program.
Rick Snell from the University of Tasmania, ending that report from Annie Guest.